Yo, 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 we'll be back with a regular episode of Inner Hoa Uprising next week, but today we're bringing you a little something extra. Something extra that I think might be of help to you all listening in podcast land. It's a preview of a new podcast from Stitcher called Imani State of Mind. The show is all about breaking down the barriers of mental health and normalizing the conversation around it. It's hosted by Dr. Imani Walker, who has been practicing as a psychiatrist for over 10 years now. Reality heads might know Dr. Walker from the Bravo show, Married to Medicine. Mental health can be a large, overwhelming topic to start thinking about. So many people don't know where to begin when it comes to mental health, and that's exactly why Dr. Imani created the show. To have those conversations and break down the stigma, and especially to tailor her discussions for the ears of people of color. I know it's cliche at this point, but in times like these, it's super important to prioritize your mental health. That doesn't mean completely checking out of the world or anything like that. It just means tuning into yourself and taking any steps needed to ensure that you're showing up for yourself as your best self. It's so important to remember to take care of ourselves, and we have to keep our minds healthy to keep growing and pushing forward towards progress. Imani State of Mind gives us the language, tools, and tips we need to navigate that. Well, that's about enough for me, isn't it? I'm going to play a preview of Imani State of Mind so you can all get a better sense of what the show is like. And you can search for Imani State of Mind now in your podcast app to get the first episode, which is out right now, and be sure to subscribe or favorite. Okay, here's the preview, and we'll see y'all next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Imani State of Minds. My goal here is to provide you, the listeners, with the language and tools to take care of your mental health. The reason why I wanted to start this podcast is because as this country and more notably as people of color begin more accepting of receiving mental health services or even ready to be willing to talk about, you know, mental health, like maybe I should get help for this, I began to notice that we really don't have the vocabulary to speak about mental health or mental illness. We lack the words to discuss what we might be feeling or what a family member or friend might be going through. So collectively, we really don't know how to dissect and get to the root of the matter when it comes to mental illness. I wanted to start this podcast also because I wanted to be able to provide the public with the words and the vocabulary and some sort of skill set that the average layperson just wouldn't be able to use when it comes to mental health. So that's really why I'm here. And I wanted to make sure that you guys have a good handle on what mental health really means and give you a whole lot more vocabulary words that you'll learn that you can take to your doctor or to your therapist or even speak about it with your friends and family. Real quick, I want to introduce you to one of the producers on the show, Cameron Law, who's my best friend. You'll hear her piping in from time to time on the show because she gives really good insight.
Hello. I am so happy that we are doing this. We've talked about it, and I love it when a plan comes together, and I'm really excited to get this off the ground.
Me too. Now it's time for the part of the show where I answer your questions about mental health. Cam, will you read our first letter, please?
Dear Dr. Imani, what are the best practices for establishing boundaries in the home between an aging parent who is sheltering in place with an adult child because of COVID and adult caregiver? I'm an empty nester and haven't been a full-time caregiver in quite some time. Asking for a friend, that friend is me trying to stay sane.
That's so funny. I'm like, I'm asking for my friend and that friend will be me. I think the best way to kind of tackle this, because I understand before COVID, I actually was thinking of moving in with my parents and selling my house. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to deal with my mother? Oh my God, oh my God. Because like your mom, my mom will micromanage my life despite the fact that I'm like a fully formed adult with a child. But I digress. That being said, you know, I think that with the both of us, we have kind of overbearing mothers. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to, in my adult life, finally feel comfortable with creating boundaries for, you know, me and my mom, because my mother will just, you know, she will just nitpick and just like, well, I think you should be doing this and da 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 da. And some, even when I say like, okay, but I don't really want to do that, it's like, but you're going to mess this up and you need to do all these things. And I think finally, with the boundaries I was able to establish with my mom, she began to understand like, okay, you know what? Imani does need a break. Like what she's doing really is a lot. And so I was really grateful to be able to have the courage and just have the voice to say, you know what? Like, here's the thing. sometimes my mom will call me and I'll be in the middle of something and I'll be like, you know what? I'm sorry, but you literally have 2 minutes to tell me what you need to tell me because I got to go back and do a bunch of other things. And I think the same kinds of boundary setting can be applied to this situation. I don't know, you know, the person who wrote in this question, I don't know, you know, how large a space you live in. But I think even if you live in a smaller space, you know, you can try to find your me time. And that me time can include meditating. It can include going to yoga. It can include walking down the street. It can include pretty much like if you want to just drive around and look at stuff, it could be anything. But I think along with setting boundaries, what's most important is to set a schedule because now you have an adult parent living with you and that adult parent was used to keeping a schedule too. It may not have been like, oh, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to like, I got to go to the store after work because maybe they're retired. But now with COVID, it was really difficult for a lot of people that I would see in, you know, as my patients. And they were like, well, you know, I had a schedule, but now I don't. And I'm staying up late and my sleep is off. So it's really important in this situation that you're able to establish boundaries with your parents and also that you're able to really carve out time for yourself.
So I think we should just give a big up to the person that wrote this question, because if you just stop and think about it for a moment, imagine being quarantined with your parent. That's no. That's got to be hard. It's got to be rough.
That's a hard no. That's a negative. Imani State of Mind premieres June 25th. Subscribe now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.